the new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome to Spiritual Evolution with spiritual counselor, healer, and animal communicator, Kelly Marie. In the next hour, Kelly and her guests explore spiritual problem solving and connecting balance between the body and spirit. Get ready to expand your boundaries and broaden your vision of spirituality. Here's your host, Kelly Marie.
Hello, and welcome to Spiritual Evolution. I'm your host, Kelly Marie. Today's topic is about sedative music, a new approach to health, wellness, and getting a good night's sleep. Let me start off by saying that actually music has been very influential for many of us. In fact, music has been a vehicle for great impact of delivering messages, self-expression, and even bringing together unity. Music has been, and actually still is, an important tool for my spiritual growth on a personal level, and as I'm sure it has been for so many others, too. Music has amplified my spiritual awareness to a higher level and has been extremely instrumental in my healing work that I do for myself and also for others. What other form of communication can you think of that can actually be demonstrated and communicated to all forms of life? Music affects all people, those of different languages, culture, race, and creed. On a much larger scale, research has also proved that music also affects on a more universal level, such as animals, plants, and other living organisms. Some have even theorized that music is actually a form of spiritual connection and expression, and can be heard from more than just our ears, and translated from another level of understanding. Today, we will be taking talking a little bit more specifically how music can be healing for anyone and for many reasons. We want to kind of offer something for you guys to think about. If our bodies are receptive to music, wouldn't it make sense that music could be an excellent form of holistic health care? I have a feeling that today's topic will broaden some of our views of healing options through music. Music can invoke mental, emotional, spiritual, and even physical movement. So it's not any wonder that music has been utilized from the beginning of time and throughout the world for numerous intentions, such as, just give a few examples, like dancing, inspiring, and even healing. Our guest today, Chuck Wild, has experienced firsthand some of the forms of the way music has been utilized and represented. He has also experienced the healing power of music in his own personal life, and in turn, has learned to harness some of that energy and transform it into liquid mind. Chuck Wild is an award-winning composer, songwriter, and musician that has and still is traveling a very interesting musical journey, from keyboardist of the 80s new wave band Missing Persons to composing his acclaimed series of deep relaxation music, Liquid Mind, including his newest composition, Sleep. His musical journey has involved numerous works, just to name a few: studio work with Michael Jackson and Frank Zappa, and more than 125 songs written for well-known artists such as the Pointer Sisters, Tommy Page, and numerous TV programs such as Guiding Light, Young and the Restless, and also other numerous film scores. I'm very excited to welcome today to our spiritual forum, Chuck Wild.
Well, hi, Kelly. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Well, thanks for having you, for coming here. I really think you're going to be a wealth of information and very interesting and inspiring. Well, let me start off by saying, you know, it's interesting to know that you've done such a wide range of music styles. Can you tell the listeners more about your musical journey from creating music from the 80s band Missing Persons to working on a network TV program like Max Headroom and then to Liquid Mind? You know, when I think about it, the music styles and even the musical energy is almost at opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yes, indeed they are. And more than one of my friends has pointed that out to me, that I started out in a group that was a wonderful rock group, and it was a great experience back in the new wave era, 1980 through 84, and working with Terry Bozzio, who I think is one of the greatest drummers in the world, and Warren Cucurullo, a great guitar player, Patrick O'Hearn, who's well known, I think has 13 or 14 albums out on his own, was the bass player, and Dale Bosio, the wonderful singer. So we had a great time, and I look back with fondness on that era because sociologically it was kind of the end of innocence. You know, there had been the Love Generation in the 60s, and that led to a lot of consciousness raising, I think, in the 70s, and the 80s was sort of the beginning of the end of that. I think there was a real change, like I said, especially as AIDS came into the scene, and a lot of things changed in the music industry at that very point in time. It took a pretty serious downturn in the early 80s, when I left Missing Persons, I wanted to become a songwriter, and I really hadn't done a lot of songwriting. I was basically just the keyboard player and at one point the bass player as well in Missing Persons. And I decided the way to do it was to ask everyone I knew to write a song with me, and that then I would know how to write songs. And fortunately for me, I knew some really great songwriters, and I wrote a song that the Pointer Sisters recorded called Say the Word, and that got me a publishing deal with Lorimar Telepictures, which was a wonderful company, a huge company that was the largest producer of primetime television at the time. And they asked me if I would like to co-score the ABC show Max Headroom. There was a dramatic series starring Amanda Pays and Matt Frewer. And I said I'd love to do it. I was co-scoring it with Michael Honig, who is one of the original members of Tangerine Dream and a great composer. And though I had very little experience, Michael was really great to work with. But as the show went on, it kind of created a crisis in my life for a number of reasons. As the show got into production, it got farther and farther behind schedule, and originally we were supposed to have 2 weeks to score one episode of the show, which required about 40 minutes of music, and I figured, well, that's doable. But unfortunately, as the show got behind schedule, we got to the point where we only had 3 or 4 days to create, record, produce,
wow,
and mix 42 minutes of music. And for reasons unbeknownst to me, I started working, but you know, I wanted to be able to do the gig, and Michael and I started working 20-hour days.
Oh my gosh.
And that pretty much went on for 3 months, until the show was canceled. And the last 8 episodes that we scored together, were just an exhausting time for me, and it was also a rough time in my life personally. A lot of my friends were ill from AIDS, and as a matter of fact, by 1990, I had lost more than 50 of my friends and acquaintances. It was really a tragic time in my life, and I was working so hard on Max Headroom that I really didn't take time to, you know, to absorb what was happening to me and to grieve. And towards the end of the show, I'd say about the last 3 weeks in the fall of 1987, I started thinking I was having trouble breathing, and my skin just felt really tight and, you know, an extreme amount of tension, and my heart would start to race. And this started happening a lot, and I thought, oh, gosh, I wonder if there's something wrong with my heart. And I was in what's called a spotting session for the last episode of Max Headroom. I was sitting there with the producer and the representative from ABC, and I thought I was having a heart attack. You know, I was hyperventilating, and they rushed me to the hospital, and the doctor looked at me and did all these tests, and he said, you know, there's nothing wrong with your heart, young man. He said, you're having a panic attack. And I said, a what? He said, you're having a panic attack. You know, you have extreme anxiety. He said, it's very, very common among people who work, in television.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, he did something that I'll never forget. He held up a bottle of sedatives, medication, mm-hmm, and then he held up a sheet of paper that said meditation instructions. And he said, you know, for most people, both of these work about the same. You can take Xanax or you can use these meditation instructions. And I said, you know, I would prefer to have as much control as I can. And I would like to try the meditation instructions. So I took those along. And the only time that I felt any peace at all, I was having almost continual anxiety and panic, especially after the show was canceled and I started realizing what was going on with my friends and I'd been really busy and just a very sad time. And I had a breakdown of sorts. It wasn't technically a breakdown, but it sure felt like one. And I started meditating, and that was the only time I got any peace, but it was pretty short-lived. My anxiety grew into what's called agoraphobia, where I was afraid to leave. I had an irrational fear of leaving my house. I just thought, you know, I connected that with anxiety, and I just stayed there and stayed there. And at one point I went to see a counselor by the name of Susan Skye, and Susan suggested to me, she said, Chuck, why don't you write the kind of music that reflects the way you would like to feel? And I thought, well, that's easy for you to say. My mind's racing at 100 miles an hour right now, and it's impossible for me to write that. But she also suggested, as did a therapist I was working with at the time, they both suggested that I take a mini vacation. You know, if I could just tolerate going somewhere or get a friend to go with me. So I went down to Laguna Beach, California, and I stood there on the beach, and I had to work up so much courage, literally, just to be able to get out of my car. This is a really, you know, anxiety is a really strange thing that I'm so grateful to be completely relieved of. But in any case, I'm standing there on the ocean on some rocks, and the sound of the ocean did the same thing for me that the meditation did. It just made my whole head relax, the muscles in my body, my consciousness was completely different when I was standing there. And I had an oceanfront room, and I just left the door and the windows open all night, all day. I just thought, wow, this is wonderful. You know, of course I can't move, but I thought this was really incredible. And so I thought, what if I could make music that was like the ocean, that would calm my mind, and that was pretty much continuous and wasn't, you know, sharp and trebly and a bunch of drum beats in it, but something that would allow me to feel the same sensation. And so I went home and started working on the first piece, which I called 0°0. It's from Liquid Mind's Ambience Minimus album. And the piece, the piece is about 30 minutes long. And it was my first effort at doing relaxing music.
Wow. So, you know, also, something just to think about, that's such a, well, actually, we will discuss that later. It's a great time to take a break. We will be back with Liquid Mind about sedative music.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
We all need guidance as we continue on our path, and there are many ways one can connect with their spirit. HealingCommunications.com can help you learn more about your inner self through intuitive communication. Our mission at HealingCommunications.com is to help others receive guidance, healing, and divine love. At HealingCommunications.com, we offer spiritual counseling, spiritual healing, Reiki, and spiritual readings. We also offer animal communication. We have a spiritual forum and spiritual chat room for those who shared interests and would like to share their thoughts with others. Also, check out spaforsoul.com. Our unique handcrafted items can awaken your senses and assist in your spiritual growth. From healing sensations to Sedona sacred scents and other exquisite aromatherapy products to pamper your body and rejuvenate your soul, you'll find it at spaforsoul.com. For more information, please visit us at healingcommunications.com. Healingcommunications.com, balancing the body and spirit through intuitive communication.
Delve into the stirring and expansive concept of being a spirit having a human experience. Tune into Spiritually Connected Living with internationally known author and intuitive, Willow Seibert. Each week, Willow and her guests explore contemporary spirituality and what being spiritually connected looks like in a daily life today. Compelling, well-rounded topics cover life's diverse areas, ranging from using intuition in business to energy healing to the survival of consciousness and finding and living your purpose. A special, powerful, weekly guided imagery segment led by Willow will help you connect with your inner spirit, open and expand your inner resources to truly live a more spiritually connected life. Spiritually Connected Living with Willow Seibert, broadcast each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spiritually Connected Living, guiding you to live your life from the inside out.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to Spiritual Evolution with Kelly Marie. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Kelly.
Welcome back to Spiritual Evolution. I'm your host, Kelly Marie. And if you're just joining us, today's topic is sedative music, a new approach to health, wellness, and getting a good night's sleep. Our guest today is Chuck Wild of Liquid Mind. So Chuck was just describing how he had made the transformation or kind of the journey of his experience of being in an 80s band along with a TV program and then also discovering inside the Liquid Mind. So Chuck, I have a question for you. Has music
Sure.
been something that has always been a big part of your life?
Well, yes, music was a big part of my life, as far back as I can remember, actually. When I was about 3 years old, I was diagnosed with a congenital hip disorder called Perthes hip, which meant that I had to spend a couple of years off my feet back then. I think now they just give the child a brace. Mm-hmm. And it's something that's completely resolved in 3 or 4 years. However, at the time, it meant that I was going to have to stay in bed or in a wheelchair.
Wow.
And my mom and dad had a nurse governess that was taking care of me during that period of time. She was a wonderful woman by the name of Edna Amos, and Edna taught me how to play piano by carrying me down. She figured out that I really loved music because she would sing and we'd sing together. And she set me down at the piano and taught me how to play. And it was really amazing because that was something I could do that was completely within the guidelines of the particular healing regimen that I was in. Mm-hmm. And as time went on, I recently ran across the first picture that I ever drew, at least the first one that my mom saved.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a picture of a big pipe organ. I had seen a pipe organ in church when I was a little kid. And I begged my mom and dad, I said, please let me go sit behind the organist and look at all these keyboards, you know. And that particular organ, it was had five keyboards and about 40 ranks. It was really an enormous organ. And,
yeah.
And so I sat behind the organist week after week and was just completely taken with the whole idea of playing that. And as time went on, I would study what she did, and I finally talked them into letting me play as a substitute organist when I was a teenager, and I played for services every week in a chapel that was for youth services. And I noticed that during times of meditation in the service, that the organist had always played very slow, very quiet music. And so actually for 5 years while I was going to high school, well, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, I played music, and I was also in a lot of music programs because I just love music, but I played that kind of meditational music and just very quiet, very slow, and I had kind of completely forgotten about it, I guess, till that day that I was standing on the beach in Laguna Beach. And
all right.
And I went, wow, I wonder if there's some connection here. So music has always been a part of my life. I was a staff songwriter at Lorimar and then at Warner Chapel Music. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, I've worked on productions, you know, with a lot of wonderful artists. Mm-hmm. So music's very definitely a part of my life. I recently found out that my great-grandmother was a piano teacher.
Oh, really?
So maybe I got some genes there.
Yeah, there you go.
My dad played sax. I know that for fun.
So, yeah, it's been all-encompassing for you.
And my grandfather was a composer, actually, so there's lots of connections.
Sure. Well, Chuck, you have defined your music as sedative music.
Yes.
Yeah, what is sedative music?
Well, sedative music is a term that I hadn't really heard before I started communicating with music therapists who use my music. And music therapy is a wonderful, quickly growing, it's really growing fast because it's covered by insurance. I think that has to do with it.
Yeah.
But music therapists actually work with doctors, they work with hospitals and doctors, and they've learned that where music is involved in music therapy, and I'm not a certified music therapist, so I know some, but I'm not really as qualified as many others to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
They've learned that where music is used, that in general there's much less reliance on pharmaceuticals, and as well the healing time is much quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess when the HMOs and the people who are paying health care bills started figuring this out, they've started to get very, very interested in music therapy. There's a wonderful organization called the AMTA. It's the American Music Therapy Association, and they have conferences every year, and they do the certification process and so forth. And it takes quite a bit of study, and you have to have a degree. I believe now you have to have a master's in music therapy to be a music therapist. Anyway, that is the very long answer of how
mm-hmm.
I found out about sedative music,
uh-huh.
which is really a growing area. It's called sedative music because a certain music has the ability for most people to actually slow down some of their bodily rhythms.
Oh, okay.
This phenomena was discovered by, I'll try and say his name right, he was Dutch,
mm-hmm.
Christiaan Huygens, spelled H-U-Y-G-E-N-S. And he was a clockmaker back in the, I believe, the 1700s. And Christiaan discovered that when he hung two pendulum clocks side by side on the same wall, and he started the pendulums going in opposite directions,
mm-hmm.
that eventually they would synchronize. And this is called entrainment. It's like being dragged along in a train or something, you know, one of them entrains with the other. And in the meantime, in the last 300 years, a lot of research has been done on entrainment, and they've learned that this happens with cells, and this happens with in chemistry and biology and all kinds of areas.
Mm-hmm.
And since our bodies are made up of cells and our cells vibrate, it's natural that and music is vibration. It's natural that one vibration affects the other, and there may be an attempt to entrain. I don't know if you've ever gone out dancing at a disco or any place where there's lively music, but your heart rate will actually go up. You know, you'll feel a little more energetic. You'll feel a little more alert.
Mm-hmm.
And by the same token, when one listens to very slow music, it has the tendency to slow brainwave activity, which then slows respiration, which then slows the heartbeat, which then relaxes the muscles. And that's why when we listen to slow music, a lot of us get very relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to say one thing. I think all music is healing to some people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not one of those people who think you have to sit around and, you know, listen to zero beat music, which is what my music is called because it doesn't really have a beat. You don't have to sit around, you know, and do that to be healed. I would use as the example my dad, who's about to turn 97 years old, and he loves big band music, and he loves sing-along albums by Mitch Miller. And that's been very healing to him and helped keep him alert and well. So I'm the first one to say that this is sedative music. It does make you relax. Most people, if you're really stressed out, it may just bring you back to normal. If you're a normally relaxed person, it could easily put you to sleep, and that's why there's a warning label. My most recent album is Liquid Mind 8 Sleep, and there's a warning label on that. The record label, Real Music, and also many of the music therapists and my lawyer as well said, you truly have to put a serious warning label on there and let people know that this music does cause drowsiness. It also causes people to be more suggestible. One of the uses for it is in hypnotherapy. And, my music is basically just slows you down. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's how entrainment works.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, can you briefly tell us who utilizes your music and maybe kind of, I'm sure you've probably gotten plenty of emails and stuff. I know personally I do for my clients, but can you kind of let our listeners know who else uses your music?
Well, sure. I've probably gotten, because I ran my own label for a while, for nearly 10 years before I signed with Real Music, which is a wonderful label that focuses on healing music, and I'm really glad to be with them. When I was running my own label, I probably received close to 600 emails from people using the music in a lot of ways that I had no idea about or telling me about uses that they knew. Of course, there's a use in the management of anxiety and panic. I used to use the music once I realized what a nice relaxing effect it had on me. I used to walk around in headphones when I was making my first outings. I mean, it's hard to believe because I travel all over the world now, but it's hard to believe I wouldn't leave my house, in the late 80s there for a few months. So it's used in anxiety and panic management. Someone recently sent me an article from a magazine where it's being used in the Pennsylvania prison system for addiction recovery and rehabilitation of prisoners. I've had many teachers email me and let me know that they use it for anger management. When they give a student a timeout, they have a separate timeout room for them. Mm-hmm. And in the room, they play Liquid Mind music for, to help the guys and girls, whoever, to help them kind of come back to reality after an outburst.
Well, we will continue with that question when we come back from break with Liquid Mind.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
We all need guidance as we continue on our path, and there are many ways one can connect with their spirit. HealingCommunications.com can help you learn more about your inner self through intuitive communication. Our mission at HealingCommunications.com is to help others receive guidance, healing, and divine love. At HealingCommunications.com, we offer spiritual counseling, spiritual healing, Reiki, and spiritual readings. We also offer animal communication. We have a spiritual forum and spiritual chat room for those who shared interests and would like to share their thoughts with others. Also, check out SpaForSoul.com. Our unique handcrafted items can awaken your senses and assist in your spiritual growth. From healing sensations to Sedona Sacred Scents and other exquisite aromatherapy products to pamper your body and rejuvenate your soul, you'll find it at SpaForSoul.com. For more information, please visit us at HealingCommunications.com. HealingCommunications.com, balancing the body and spirit through intuitive communication.
Create a life with growth, balance, abundant peace of mind, and joy. Tune in and call into Spirits Evolving with pragmatic psychic and certified hypnotherapist Lee Channing. By using the simple tools for growth offered by Lee, including intuition, color awareness, creative visualization, and more, build a stronger understanding of your own energy and offer clear, unencumbered energy to those with whom you share your life. Whether for an individual or a business, home environment, or your office, Lee evaluates and interacts with the energy at hand, providing an analysis of the problem and a description of the options available to move forward successfully and with grace. Spirits Evolving with Lee Channing broadcasts each Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spirits Evolving, your guide toward a life filled with more balance, intention, and contentment.
Awaken Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to Spiritual Evolution with Kelly Marie. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Kelly.
Welcome back to Spiritual Evolution. I'm your host, Kelly Marie, and today's topic is sedative music, a new approach to health, wellness, and getting a good night's sleep. Our guest today is Chuck Wild of Liquid Mind, and he was just letting us know that some of the people that actually utilize your music, and can continue with that question.
Sure enough, Kelly. Another place, as I mentioned before, I've had just hundreds and hundreds of emails, and one location that seems to be popping up a lot is chemotherapy centers. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's really in everyone's best interest if someone's getting chemotherapy that they be deeply relaxed, and you know there can be a lot of anxiety regarding that. Hypnotherapists use my music all the time. I get a lot of feedback from them. Chiropractors, I get a lot of feedback from. They use it in a pre-treatment before they give an adjustment, I guess. And let's see. For sleep disorders, you know, this is an album of sedative music, and Dr. William Dement, who is known as the father of sleep medicine, a wonderful man, and he has chosen to endorse my album as, you know, being possibly helpful in a pre-sleep regimen. A lot of people, I have emails from people who say that they've been unable to sleep, and they're unable to go back to sleep in the middle of the night. Most of them are mothers or expectant mothers, but they really, you know, they really love that Liquid Mind music puts them to sleep. It's used in guided relaxation and meditation classes a lot. And speaking of maternity, a lot of maternity centers use Liquid Mind. I have many album remarks saying, "Thank you, my child was born to Liquid Mind." One thing that really touched me as well, because I had a dog at the time, and a veterinarian actually called me and he said, "You know, I want you to know that after we operate on the animals, we play your music, and they need a lot less painkiller. They just kind of all fall off to sleep." It's interesting because at the time I was writing most of the early Liquid Mind albums, I had a little dog, and she was blind, and she'd sometimes get really nervous when bumping into things, and I just noticed that whenever I was working on Liquid Mind, she'd just come over and curl up at my feet and fall asleep. And so it works for animals as well. I have a number of people that have emailed me saying that they suffer from migraine headaches and that they carry Liquid Mind around with them, either in their iPod or in their portable CD player. Massage therapy. At some massage schools in Los Angeles, the Liquid Mind music is a required purchase because it brings people into a state where they're very easily they can be worked on by a massage therapist. Acupuncturists use it. It's used, of course, in a lot of yoga classes. Yoga uses a variety of things, but yoga and exercise-based healing regimens a lot of times use the Liquid Mind as a cool down at the end of their class. So that's kind of a sampling. I've been amazed by the number of situations that it's used in. You know, when I wrote it, my intention was just healing music for myself and for some friends and family at the time who were ill, and that's why I did it. And then it's kind of spread out to all these other areas.
So. Yeah. Well, you know, I have listened to a lot of your music, and in many different ways too. And like, for example, like from a stereo while I was working, or background music, and for my healing practice, and even in the car. Granted, caveat, I didn't use your sleep CD in my car, but I've definitely felt the power on many different levels. But I found, actually more recently for me, that I can truly feel the power, energetically speaking, when I was sitting in a meditation pose with your music playing through a quality headset. What is your suggestion on how a person should try listening to your music to get the most out of what you have musically intended?
Kelly, that's a great question. Thank you. The Liquid Mind music, it's interesting. When I mix this, I mix these albums with Bernie Grundman, who's a world-renowned mixer who has more technical awards, I think, through the Grammys than any other mastering engineer. And he and I have worked on it together because this music is actually frequency restricted. There are not as many treble frequencies, I guess, is the way to look at it. There's, of course, an absence of any dominant rhythm. There are little melodic elements, but they're very subtle. And the way I think about this, I mix it through six different listening environments so that it sounds one way through the headphones. It sounds, you know, a different way, hopefully equally as good, through in a living room. People have used it in pillow speakers before. I would say that my intention is very broad with the music. I'd like for people to be able to listen to it as they're dozing off to sleep. So I mix it also at a very low volume so that there's nothing that jumps out. I volume match all the tracks. So hopefully you never have to get up and adjust the volume. You'll notice on most CDs, most music, there's a wide variation in volume. In Liquid Mind, I try to avoid that like the plague. I really want it to be, you know, very smooth. If you listen through headphones, you will hear really a different piece in many ways than you'll hear just casual listening in a living room. There are a lot of little subtle rhythms that are very quiet and are very melodic that may not, you know, I mix them so that they're just barely on the edge of consciousness and, or, you know, on the edge of audibility, I guess is the better word, so that if you're listening through headphones, it's going to be a little more, it can be a little more active experience, but still very calming because this ocean of music behind it never goes away. You'll notice there's very little space in my music. Right. Unlike most music, rhythmic music relies on space for the rhythm. But I wanted my music to be a physical experience. I wanted Liquid Mind to be functional music. I really wrote this to serve a function. So I don't know if that answers your question, but those are you know, ways to listen. You can listen loud. You can listen soft. Oh, I did want to give one tip. One person emailed me or wrote me a fax a few years ago and said that he had two CD players and he had two CDs of the same album. Mm-hmm. And he started one, and then 10 seconds later, he started the other one in a different part of the house.
Oh.
And apparently it has an amazing stereo effect.
Oh.
And I've actually tried that, and it's interesting. 10 seconds might be a little bit long, but but it started a second or two later, and it gives you it's kind of a trippy experience.
I have to try that. Well, this also brings me to this. My question, too, is what prompted you to create your newest composition, Sleep?
Well, so many people had mentioned to me that sleep was a big issue for them. I think I read in a recent Time magazine article, they had a cover article, I believe, on sleep, that something like 60 or 70% of the people in the United States have trouble sleeping. And considering what's going on in the world energetically and politically and every other way, it's not surprising that people have trouble getting really deep quality rest.
Right.
And I talked with the record label over a year ago, actually, and I also talked to a lot of music therapists when I went to the American Music Therapy Conference, and I just realized that there's a huge demand for music that people can actually sleep to, not something that has interruptions, but something that's extremely smooth. And all the Liquid Mind albums really fall in that category, but I thought I'm going to, I'm going to make an album that is even smoother and slower and that has even more frequency restriction. In other words, nothing that's going to irritate your hearing that has, you know, this blanket of sound approach and that still has some melodic and emotional elements. Some of my pieces are melancholy, have a little bit of melancholy. And they do evoke emotions when people listen. I've had many people say, you know, I've seen visions, I've cried, I've just spontaneously burst out crying when I listen to your music, and they feel like they're having a release through the music. So this is not necessarily wallpaper music. In a way it is, but it has some emotional elements that are introduced by the melodies and the composition. I actually write these pieces. It may sound like they're improvised, but most of them are written. I hear them, or I write them out, or, you know, in other compositional techniques. So I'm just inspired to continue doing this because of all the feedback that I get from it. And it's just really great that Dr. Dement, who is the head of the Stanford Sleep Research Center, Stanford University, that he's been kind enough to say nice things about my music and right. to say that he thinks it could be a great help to people.
Right. Well, this might be a great segue also to ask you, what is your passion, since you were talking about what inspires you, what is your passion or inspiration for creating your music?
Well, you know, Kelly, I remember 1987, even though it's almost 20 years later now.
Mm-hmm.
I remember how miserable I was,
mm-hmm.
and I just remember that that was a really low point in my life, not only because so many of my friends died, but and family members as well, but it was just a low point in my life because I wondered what would make me work a 20-hour day. You know, how out of whack could my life be?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just the music, but it was also getting in therapy and using a lot of other things to create a healthy structure in my life. So my passion is to let everyone know about the music that can be helped by it. It's not, obviously, it's not pop music. It's not something that I'm doing for huge financial gain. That doesn't enter in. The healing music market is very small. The intention and the passion are really interlocked. It simply is, you know, my recollection of how miserable I was and how wonderful it is without that anxiety and how wonderful it is to have this as a tool for whoever wants to use it. And it truly works. There are very few people that are not relaxed by my music. And the joke is among my friends and family, but it's the truth for a lot of people. The joke is that no one's ever heard the last 10 minutes of my album. You know, they said you might as well put heavy metal on there for all we know, because we fall asleep before that happens. And so I always tell them, well, you know, if you want to hear the last 10 minutes, start the album from the middle.
Exactly. Well, we'll be right back with Chuck Wild of Liquid Mind.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
We all need guidance as we continue on our path, and there are many ways one can connect with their spirit. HealingCommunications.com can help you learn more about your inner self through intuitive communication. Our mission at HealingCommunications.com is to help others receive guidance, healing, and divine love. At HealingCommunications.com, we offer spiritual counseling, spiritual healing, Reiki, and spiritual readings. We also offer animal communication. We have a spiritual forum and spiritual chat room for those who shared interests and would like to share their thoughts with others. Also, check out SpaForSoul.com. Our unique handcrafted items can awaken your senses and assist in your spiritual growth. From healing sensations to Sedona Sacred Scents and other exquisite aromatherapy products to pamper your body and rejuvenate your soul, you'll find it at SpaForSoul.com. For more information, please visit us at HealingCommunications.com. HealingCommunications.com, balancing the body and spirit through intuitive communication.
Delve into the stirring and expansive concept of being a spirit having a human experience. Tune into Spiritually Connected Living with internationally known author and intuitive, Willow Seibert. Each week, Willow and her guests explore contemporary spirituality and what being spiritually connected looks like in a daily life today. Compelling, well-rounded topics cover life's diverse areas, ranging from using intuition in business to energy healing to the survival of consciousness and finding and living your purpose. A special, powerful, weekly guided imagery segment led by Willow will help you connect with your inner spirit, open and expand your inner resources to truly live a more spiritually connected life. Spiritually Connected Living with Willow Seibert, broadcast each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spiritually Connected Living, guiding you to live your life from the inside out.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, oh! There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to Spiritual Evolution with Kelly Marie. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Kelly.
Welcome back to Spiritual Evolution. I'm your host, Kelly Marie. And today's topic, if you're just joining with us, is sedative music, a new approach to health, wellness, and getting a good night's sleep. And our guest today is Chuck Wild of Liquid Mind.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
You're back.
Yes, and I have a question for you. I know that you actually recently signed with a deal with Real Music, but before that you ran your own label that you had mentioned earlier for 10 years. What was that like?
I did. Well, I must say it was a really great experience. It was kind of a little challenging at times, especially getting the money to get the distribution going and so forth, but I just felt like with this unusual music, I tried to get major labels interested, and I got some really funny responses back. I mean, you're familiar with Liquid Mind, but some of the responses I got were from A&R people. One guy said, well, if you would just put some electric guitar over it. He said, how about some nice guitar solos? He said, why don't you overdub that over your recording and send it back to me and we'll consider it.
Oh, my God.
And I probably had dozens of people tell me, well, why don't you put a drum beat with it? And I've tried that. I've hired a number of world-class percussionists to come in and try that and drummers and drum programmers. And you know what? It just takes it's for me, it spoils the intention of the music, which is just to do what nobody else is really doing, practically, to be very, 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 very quiet and keep it slow. Anyway, running the label, like I said, it was a lot of fun, and I had some wonderful people working for me. But over the years, I was offered deals 4 or 5 times, and eventually, as Liquid Mind grew, it just became too much for me to do. And a friend of mine by the name of Terrence Yallop and his wife, Karen Kale, who are the owners of Real Music, Terrence had told me many times over the years, he said, Chuck, I meditate to your music every day of my life. And he started telling me that in about 1995, I think. And in 2004, 10 years later, I called him up and I said, you know, Terrence, I think maybe it's time for us to talk. I don't really have the time to do music production anymore because I'm so tied up with the administration of the label. And so Terrence and Karen and I got together and we managed to come to an agreement. And I'm really glad to be with Real Music because they definitely have a focus of healing music, relaxing music. And they also have a very innovative approach to marketing and to how they get the music out to people who can benefit from it. And that's what I've always thought. You know, my only thought when I think of Liquid Mind is I want anyone who can benefit from it to know about it. And that's my intention.
Okay. Well, you know, I hear a lot about file sharing and digital downloading.
Yes.
We're talking about music right now. How has technology changed the music industry today, and how has it personally impacted you?
Oh, boy. Well, I could spend a whole hour on that, on how it's changed the industry. I think I'll just stick to my own experience, how it's impacted me. File sharing has really cut into sales in the industry in general, and it's changed the whole, you know, it used to be a farm club, a record label would sign you, and then you'd have a number of years to have a hit song or to have albums that sold, and you grew as an artist, and that's all changed now to you're dropped if you don't have a hit right away.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad to be in a part of the industry that doesn't operate like that, and that has been somewhat affected by the file sharing. But not as much as the pop music. iTunes, you know, and legal digital downloading, there's a wonderful site also called ambient.us. And these sites are allowing people who do want to pay for music to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate it because it's not just the composers and the recording artists that lose out, but it's all the employees that work at the record label. It's, you know, the engineers who worked on the albums, the mixers, so forth and so on. There are so many people that have been affected adversely when people take music without paying for it. So I offer a free MP3, a 5-minute MP3 of one of my pieces at my website at liquidmindmusic.com. And there are also free samples on Amazon of my music at Amazon.com and iTunes. Of course, you can listen. CDBaby.com, if you search Liquid Mind, you can hear really long samples of my music.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, in that way it's good because people can hear what they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a wonderful thing about the Internet. But it's, you know, in general, the file sharing has been really a rough road. I'm also a songwriter, as you mentioned. I've had lots of songs, over 100 songs on TV shows, and it's really cut into the songwriting, you know, when there's no royalties to be had.
Oh, right.
So.
Okay. Well, can you share with our listeners briefly what else besides music, since we know music's a huge part of your instrumental journey, but can you also let us know what helps maintain serenity and spiritual center with the challenges of today's world for you?
Well, yes, you know, I'd be glad to talk about that because it wasn't only Liquid Mind. Liquid Mind was what I used really instead of medication as I was healing. And there were so many other things that I did. I guess the number one thing that I try to do is to keep my life simple and balanced. I had a really complicated life back then. You can imagine working 20 hours a day. And the difference now, you know, is that I work 8 hours a day. I work a normal work day, especially for people who live and work in Hollywood, which I do. If you have a great project, you know, to work on, you want to do your best, and it's very competitive. A lot of people work really unhealthy hours. So I had to restructure my life and just, you know, restructure. And I did some of that work was done through meditation, through sometimes very long meditations just to let things come to my consciousness. Journaling has been really helpful for me. As I mentioned, therapy, some therapy was helpful in identifying some of the issues that I had that I was able to resolve. I'm a big believer in mini vacations. If I hadn't taken that mini vacation down to Laguna, you know, these days with gas prices, we may not be able to afford to go away for a week or 2 weeks.
Right.
And I can really relate to that. And, you know, but most of us can get away for 2 or 3 days or maybe 4 days. You know, a couple of weekend days, and you're only taking 2 days off work. So mini vacations, I think, are really important in helping me to keep serenity. I think exercise is important. I've done Alexander technique, which is called active relaxation. That's very interesting. And I've been doing yoga since I was in my late 20s, so that's quite a long time. And I guess another thing that helps me maintain my serenity is prayer. And I think, you know, I'm not trying to sell anything in this regard here. I'm not, you know, promoting any religion or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But just the concept of, you know, the meditation to me is sort of listening to spirit, and prayer is speaking to spirit. And sometimes it helps me to do that audibly or mentally or just by the feelings that I feel. You know, being willing to access my emotions and not have that surrounded by fear. A lot of times whatever's coming up for me emotionally is something that leads me to a real healing. So if I'm angry or if I'm sad or if I'm fearful about something, you know, it helps me to journal and talk to people about it. And
right. And
I use Liquid Mind as a backdrop for all of this.
Right. Well, I'd like to thank you, Chuck, for sharing your knowledge and your insight, but most of all, the essence of your spirit to our forum. Join me next week with Spiritual Evolution. We'll be talking with Jackie Ahlstrom, Awakening the Spirit, Enlightenment Emerging from Adversity.
Thank you for listening to Spiritual Evolution. To contact Kelly or get more information, visit healingcommunications.com or call 877-628-3433. Tune in next Tuesday for another insightful hour on Spiritual Evolution with Kelly Marie.